The Ocean Rangers are modeled on a federal program that monitors the fishing fleet. They're Coast Guard certified marine engineers. They ride on board cruise ships and look for signs of pollution in Alaska waters. But Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation's top budget official, Jeff Rogers, says it's an example of red tape.
This governor, Governor Dunleavy, has a sincere interest in reducing the regulatory footprint of state agencies and making it easier to do business throughout the state, including Southeast Alaska.
DEC's standards for air and water pollution won't change.
We now believe that we have the tools in the toolbox to maintain compliance from large cruise ships. So I think the time has just come for the Ocean Ranger program to go away.
But the $3.8 million initiative is different from most other programs. Taxpayers don't pay for it. The industry does. That's through $4 of the state's head tax levied on every cruise ship passenger that passes through Alaska. Gershon Cohen helped author the 2006 ballot measure that created the Ocean Rangers. It was in response to well-publicized violations by cruise ships that resulted in millions of dollars in fines for pollution.
There was a fleet-wide conspiracy to bypass oil bilge water treatment systems and to dump other pollutants into waters here in Alaska and in other jurisdictions around the country.
Ocean Rangers have been monitoring cruise ships in Alaska since 2007. Last season, the monitors were aboard two-thirds of the cruise ships in Alaska. They logged 189 alleged violations. So far, the cruise industry has been quiet over the Ocean Rangers' fate. Cruise Lines International Association Alaska, or CLIA, said in a statement it had just seen the proposal. Rogers said the industry didn't ask for this. It's the governor's initiative alone.
You know, in our conversations with them, they have been neutral, and I can say with complete certainty that it was not brought forward by CLIA or by any other industrial player.
Cohen says that reasoning doesn't add up.
There's no advantage to Alaska to do this, and it's not costing Alaska to run the program. So one has to wonder where the motive is coming from to even look into doing this in the first place. But hopefully the legislature won't let it go through.
A bill to eliminate the Ocean Rangers program hasn't been introduced, but $115,000 to expand the state's cruise ship air quality monitoring in Juneau did survive the governor's austere budget proposal. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.